That'll get you up and moving here this morning. The Sound of Fanfare celebrating their 40th year of entertaining St. Louisans. And here we have with us this morning, honored to have Vincent Golomski and Kitty Mahler here with us this morning. And so 40 years, that's a pretty amazing. How did you all get started and keep it going all these years?
Well, I had the band going about a year before Kitty joined us. And a mutual friend that went to Webster University introduced me to Kitty. And she auditioned for the band, and the rest is history.
40 years. And you've always been local.
Yes.
And this is how you make your living.
Yes.
Which is a little unusual, because a lot of times as musicians, that you know, we have sidelines.
Right.
But not always being able to make a living at it. That takes a lot. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's been our real job, because Kitty's mom and dad, especially her mom, said, when you get a real job, you can, you know, give us some boarding money, remember?
Oh, yeah. When I started with the band, I was still living at home. And I would ask her, don't you want some rent or something?
Yeah.
And she said, when you get a real job, then, and I said, fine.
So you still don't pay rent?
That's right. Well, I haven't had a paycheck in 40 years, or 37 years.
Yeah.
That's how long we've been married, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys are married, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You recruited her in the band, but you...
Right.
So you didn't know each other before.
No, and you're never supposed to get involved with the singer in the band.
Yeah, absolutely not. That's bad news bears.
So guess what happened?
It's worked out.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah. Now, we heard a little taste of what you play there. What type of music do you play?
We do a real variety, but what we really enjoyed the most is the rhythm and blues and Motown and some classic rock and big band swing and that. So we do a real variety of things now just to keep working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the business, you know, we tried various things to quote make it big, mm-hmm. but realized that, you know, we're now a working musician, so we play a variety,
yeah.
including some current material too.
Do you go out on the road at all, or have you in the past, in years past?
Oh, we have a lot over the years. Yeah, many times. We used to work six nights a week for many, many years and go out of town. We've been all over and did a lot of big conventions for General Motors, which was great. And we did a USO tour to Mozambique, Africa. And,
oh, my goodness.
In the year 1999 already. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, we've been all over the place. And still do small jumps around Midwest. And we did another General Motors thing last year in Austin, Texas for them. That was fun. So, yeah, we're still out there, still playing them all.
How many pieces is the band?
There's just four of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the lead vocalist. Vincent is keyboards and key bass. And then we have a guitar player and drummer. So.
And so you're able to play that wide variety as just a four-piece band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about the other musician, the other two musicians?
How long have they been with you? The drummer's been with us, Lanny Bowles, for 11 years. And he was a Nashville guy for a long time, from St. Louis, but was in Nashville for a long time. Great player. We have a new fellow, Charlie Selbert, who's a guitarist, a young guy. He's only 45 years old.
Oh.
But he's a tremendous player. We had a guitar player, Jim Huckleberry, had been with us for 21 years. He just retired from playing full time because we play too much for him, and he has had some health issues in that. So, so it's been a stable organization for a long, long time.
Now you have a new CD that's out to 40 Years of Fanfare.
Right.
Tell us about this.
Well, we started recording in 1978, and the first little picture is a 33 cover that we did right here in St. Louis at Technisonic Studios. So that was our first one, and we've been doing albums. This is our seventh album. And in the mid-90s, we were recording down in Nashville, and we had a couple number one hits, Kitty did, on the small-town radio markets.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like, for example, Warrenton, Missouri was one of our big fans.
Aww.
And they had us two tunes. One was on for number one for 3 weeks in 97, and I Don't Want Another Heartache, which is on that the recording there. So then we did we do kids' programs, too. In grade schools, the last 12, 15 years, where we go from big band era up to the 70s. And it's a great program. Kids love it. It's educational and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did an album of that. We did a live one, and we did some more R&B stuff with a couple cuts on that. So it's a combination of the last 40 years of tunes that we've recorded.
Outstanding. Now, if we want to pick up the CD or if we want to talk to you about playing a gig, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, the best way, Vincent@fanfareband.com, or our website, fanfareband.com, FanFareBand.com. Or you can call us at 314-752-4378.
All right, and if you missed the interview or you want to get that information later, you can find it all at KMOX.com. And Vincent Golomsky and Kitty Mahler, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on 40 years. That is quite an achievement.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
It truly is. It's nice to have you both in here. And, you know, all these years we've heard about you, and now we get to finally meet you in person. So that is nice. All right, you take care.